Energy self-sufficient sensors and sensor networks. Vigilant clusters. Two ships have collided on the Rhine, causing a hazardous waste spill. The emergency services at the scene need to know how far it has spread. So, a special unit from the fire department takes a boat and heads downstream, dropping dozens of tiny sensors. The floating measuring devices immediately start registering the concentration of toxic substances in the water. At the same time, each sensor connects wirelessly with its neighbor, creating a network, which then beams the measurements to a computer on the boat. Within a short while, the screen displays a map showing the extent of pollution in the river.
The scenario is still utopian, but it could soon become reality. Fraunhofer specialists in a variety of disciplines, including materials science, microelectronics, and IT, are already working on the frontline theme: energy self-sufficient sensors and sensor networks. Dr. Klaus-Dieter Lang from the Fraunhofer Institute for Reliability and Microintegration is convinced that we can expect to see more applications for wireless-enabled autonomous measuring devices in the coming years, not least because it's so easy to set up networks of such sensors anywhere and at any time they're needed, without any major preparations.
Sie müssen nicht auf den eventuellen Fall hin.
You don't have to build a fixed system. Instead, you have small, mobile systems and analysis units that you only need to take along if necessary and distribute for the purpose of making measurements. And when the job is finished, you just gather them up for the next task.
Wireless networks of energy autonomous sensors have many other uses besides that of environmental measurements. They can be equally useful in production monitoring, logistics, and traffic engineering. And they can even be used in medicine to reduce the burden on patients undergoing long-term ECG monitoring.
Today, patients have to spend days with electrodes pasted to their skin and wearing a heavy belt containing the analysis device. It isn't exactly comfortable to have to walk around wired up in this way. Future solutions will be much less obtrusive. Patients will merely have to wear a shirt containing miniature sensors that pick up all the ECG data and transmit them wirelessly to the physician's computer at the next checkup.
The major technological challenge of this particular Fraunhofer frontline theme is the extremely wide range of applications.
Ich brauche also multifunktionale Sensorik.
We need multifunctional sensors capable of detecting many different things: hazardous substances, health parameters, radiation. So we need to base these sensors on diverse operating principles, biological, chemical and physical, adapted to the job they are required to do. And secondly, we need communication units to transmit the signals. Then we have to introduce or integrate all of these components into these self-sufficient, that is, independently operating sensors.
This is not an easy task because the sensors have to be kept as small as possible. But Klaus-Dieter Lang and his colleagues can rely on the Fraunhofer Gesellschaft's multiple skills in microelectronics and microsystems technology. The researchers have already succeeded in accommodating all of the components, from sensors to radio unit, into a space measuring 1 cubic centimeter. This is about the size of a sugar cube. Another aspect being investigated by the Fraunhofer scientists is the sensor's power supply.
The sensor's transmitters require a great deal of energy. If I rely entirely on battery power, it will run out very quickly. And if I use secondary cells, I will have to keep recharging them. So we're looking hard to find alternative forms of energy, energy that can be generated from movement or from temperature differences.
The solution is to equip each sensor with its own tiny electrical generator, as it were, for instance, in the form of small piezoelectric structures.
Piezoelectric elements generate an electrical charge when they are deformed. For example, if you incorporate fingers made of a piezoelectric material in a sensor system, any movement of the sensor will cause the fingers to oscillate. In this way, they can produce electrical energy, but not very much. So the Fraunhofer researchers are also looking for ways to reduce the amount of energy needed by the electronic components.
One of the functions where power consumption could be reduced is that of data processing and transmission. If the sensors are linked together in a wireless network, for example, there's no need for each individual sensor to transmit its measurement data directly to a central receiver, for example, the computer used to process the data. The sensors simply need to be able to communicate with their immediate neighbors in the network. The necessary data are then passed along from one sensor to another until they reach their final destination.
We can significantly reduce the transmitter's output power because it only has to send data over 1 or 2 meters instead of 300 meters. So the sensors share the work by each handling one part of the route. This reduces their energy consumption and enables us to build a very energy-efficient communication system.
This way, the sensors will remain operational for years. And even if one or two should occasionally fail, the rest will immediately reconfigure themselves into a new network. Intelligent, wireless, and adaptable. Thanks to these qualities, energy self-sufficient sensors and sensor networks will soon be a common feature of our everyday lives.